And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
I got an email from Germany. It came through our worldwide network from a woman. She didn't give her name. She just called herself, I think, Cat Mom. But she says how much she enjoys the puzzles with the Puzzle Pope, Will Shortz.
Oh, that's got a nice sound to
it. Do you like it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I was thinking Puzzle Pontiff might scan rather nicely, but it's the first time I've ever heard that. So I love that. I love that. The challenge that you gave us last week, what, these word ladders for the Super Bowl, would you repeat it? Yeah.
It was a tough one. It was proposed by Merle Regal, our old pal.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, what is the shortest word ladder you can make from giant to raven? And you know, in a word ladder, you change one word into another, changing one letter at a time, making a new word at each step of the way. And I said, only common uncapitalized words are allowed. Now, I said, I had a solution in 12 steps using only very common words. And I said, maybe my answer can be shortened.
Could it be shortened?
Well, I'll tell you, my answer was, starting at giant, it goes to grant, grand, grind, grins, gains, pains, P-A-I-N-S, pales, P-A-I-L-S, pals, pales, P-A-L-E-S, paves, raves, and raven. Now, some solvers submitted an 11-step solution which used a slightly uncommon word, wains, W-A-I-N-S. Those are farm wagons. After gains, you go to wains, warns, wares, waves, raves, and raven. So we counted any solution that worked correct.
I didn't realize that. I know wains, W-A-N-E-S, and when we talk about the moon, but I'd never heard of W-A-I-N-S. Do you think maybe if you had gone from raven to giants, the giants might have done better in the Super Bowl last weekend?
I should have flopped it, huh?
We received about 250 entries. It was a tough puzzle this week. And our randomly chosen winner who used the Wayne's ladder is Fred Stadler from Arlington, Texas. Hi, Fred.
Hello there.
So how long have you been playing this puzzle?
Oh, about 3 years. I just looked up and I see I sent in 121 entries and this one clicked.
Wow. Wow. Well done. Are you a puzzle person? I mean,
not
you like them?
Particularly, but... I do some software consulting, and sometimes I try programming the things just as to keep myself sharp.
Well, you did well, and guess what? You're going to get to play on the air. You ready?
I think we're going to find out momentarily.
Yes, well, we'll work together as a team, I hope, Fred. Meet Will. Will meet Fred. Let's play.
All right, Fred. The letters RN stand for registered nurse, but they're also the initial letters of many other familiar two-word phrases. I'll give you clues for them. You tell me the phrases. For example, if I said what a nasty comment might strike, you would say raw nerve. All right, number one, not a pseudonym. What's the opposite of a pseudonym?
Real name.
Real name is right. Number two, X for 10 or C for 100.
Roman numeral.
Roman numeral is right. Its ships fly the Union Jack.
Oh, Royal Navy.
Uh-huh. This very instant.
Right now.
That's right. John McCain campaigned for it in 2000.
Let's see. Reform?
No. I guess he did campaign for reform, but think of the party he was in.
Oh, Republican nomination.
That's right. Green Party candidate in 2000.
Oh, Ralph Nader.
That's right. In the spring, it holds pale blue eggs.
Robin's nest.
Uh-huh. 1,000, for example, rather than 999 or 1,001.
Rational number? No, it's a round number.
Round number is right. Book genre that Barbara Cartland was famous for?
Romance novel.
That's correct. Symptom of a cold or flu?
Runny nose.
Uh-huh. Group of stations that broadcast together?
Let's see, something network.
Yes.
Radio network.
Yeah.
Radio network, yeah. Can't miss that one. 1950s, 60s heartthrob who sang Bebop
Ricky
Baby.
Whoa.
Ricky Nelson is right, and fast. First president to travel to China.
Richard Nixon.
That's correct. Drink with scotch and drambuie.
Boy, Rusty Nail.
Rusty Nail is right. And your last one, what kidnappers send the kidnappee's family, is correct.
Whoa, Fred, hang on. Great, you're getting the answers before the question's even out. Man, you are so fast. You must keep your brain in shape doing puzzles for you to come up with the answers so quickly.
Oh, a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's also nice to meet someone of the generation that actually knows who Ricky Nelson is. I mean, whenever he comes up with these music clues from way gone by, I think, oh,
well,
no.
I have to tell you, the first time I heard of Britney Spears was in one of Bill's, Will's.
We love it. You see, we're both information and entertainment. We love it. You were great. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard right here on Weekend Edition Sunday. So, Fred, what's your public radio station?
Well, I'm a member of KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, you said the magic word member. Nice job. Well done. Fred Stadler in Arlington, Texas. Thanks so much for playing with us. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, Will, something for us to get our brains in shape for the rest of this week.
Well, take the name Harding, as in President Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N-G, using just these seven letters and repeating them as often as necessary. Name a famous foreign leader. This one has first and last names, 12 letters altogether. Who is it? So again, Harding, using just these seven letters, repeating them as often as necessary, name a famous foreign leader, first and last names, 12 letters. Who is it?
Wow, sharpen your pencils. When you have the answer, put it on a postcard and send that postcard to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are a winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.